Robert F. Kennedy once said, "That which unites us must be stronger than that which divides us." We can concentrate on what unites us and secure the future for all our children, or we can concentrate on what divides us and fail our duty through argument and resentment and waste. On the surface, I think that most of us prefer focusing on what unites us rather than that which divides us. We think that unity is desirable and division is not. But a recognition of division, how I am different than you, highlights my own uniqueness, and that is something that is also desirable. How do we balance the value of unity with the value of highlighting our own uniqueness? Perhaps we can address this question by asking another question. Why do we read Parshas Bamidbar immediately prior to the holiday of Shavuos? Well, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis states that Ezra enacted a takana, a law, that Jews should read the verses, should read the curses of Sefer Vayikra, i.e. the Tochacha of Parshas Bechukosai, before Shavuos, Kidei Shetechale Shana Ukloseha, or so that the year and its curses will be finished. On Shavuos, judgment is passed concerning fruits that will grow on the tree in the future year. So in a sense, it is a new year for the fruits on the tree. We want to complete the reading of the curses in the Tochacha before this new year begins, as if to say that for the new year when the fruits grow, we want no more curses. Of course, we don't actually read Parshas Bechukosai in the Shabbos before Shavuos. We actually read Parshas Bamidbar immediately prior to Shavuos, and Tosos in Megillah explains that we don't want to juxtapose the curses of Parshas Bechukosai to Shavuos, and therefore Parshas Bamidbar acts as a buffer, so that Shavuos, the new year for the growth of the fruit on the trees, is not at all connected with the curses of Parshas Bechukosai. But I'd like to suggest a different reason as to why we read Parshas Bamidbar before the holiday of Shavuos. In Parshas Bamidbar, God assigns different tegalim, different flags for each tribe. The Midrash Rabbah writes that the flag of each tribe had a unique color that was the color of that tribe's stone in the Choshen. In his work, Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, why were the flags assigned now and not immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, immediately after the Bnei Yisrael left Egypt? He explains that the fact that each flag had its own unique design means that each tribe had its own unique characteristic or spiritual quality. Each tribe was different, and the purpose, value, and strengths of each tribe were different. The flags represent differences between the tribes, and therefore they have the power to divide the nation. Therefore, the flags were only assigned to the tribes after they were camped around the Mishkan and were equidistant from the Mishkan. First, the tribes appreciated their unity, that each of them was equidistant from the Mishkan. Each of them was charged to follow a path of Torah, symbolized by the Mishkan. And each of them, and then once they had this awareness, then and only then would God assign them flags so that their appreciation of their uniqueness would not cause dissension or strife. The Torah believes in both unity and uniqueness, but there's an order. First unity, then uniqueness. In fact, even Ezra, while discussing the special signs drawn on the flags of the tribes, writes that the flag of Reuven featured the figure of a man. The flag of Yehuda had the picture of a lion. The flag of Ephraim showed an ox. And the flag of Dan was decorated with the picture of an eagle. As such, the flags collectively appeared like the Keruvim, the cherub, seen by the prophet Yechezkel. According to the Ibn Ezra then, the four sides of the Mishkan are the four sides of Yechezkel's vision of the Maase Merkava, the holy chariot of God whose sides had the face of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Essentially, the message of the Ibn Ezra is that the chariot is made up of different faces which represent different perspectives, and we allow for these differences, and we do not stifle individuality. On the contrary, it's the differences that create the throne for God, as it were, to make his presence apparent on earth. In this spirit, Parshas Bamidbar is a wonderful introduction to the holiday of Shavuos, which is the holiday of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. Parshas Bamidbar provides us with the ingredients to achieve the unity that was achieved at Har Sinai of Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person with one heart. Let us not stifle our uniqueness, but let us first emphasize that which unites us before appreciating our differences. If we do that, then we will end up realizing that there is so much that we have in common, and we should respect each other's differences. I joined together with a group of local Rabbonim and signed on to a letter affirming that, as per the OURCA guidelines and the unified consensus of our poskim, Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Mordechai Willig, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav David Cohen, and in consultation with medical experts, we have decided to wait 14 days after the governor allowed religious services of up to 10 people to start minyanim. As the letter states, quote, "We are not advocating leniency regarding tefillah b'tzivur. Rather, we are advocating the stringency of protecting life," unquote. At the same time, we also wrote the following quote: "There will be those in our community who will follow the directives of other poskim and attend minyanim. These groups are following their rabbinic leadership, and while their approach is valid, we, following the decision of our poskim, are advising greater caution," unquote. The message was clear. Other rabbinic groups have consulted with respected medical experts and senior poskim and may have come to slightly different conclusions about when to start minyanim. Instead of only focusing on the differences with the other rabbinic groups, let us focus on all areas of agreement. The protocols for these minyanim are essentially the same. Both groups highly value tefillah b'tzibur and pikuach nefesh. But respectful and responsible doctors and halachic authorities can draw the line of how to balance these two values differently. Let's use the imagery of all sides of this debate surrounding the Mishkan, equidistant, each committed to Torah values, and the sanctity of life. Once we do that, then appreciating our uniqueness and our different conclusions allow us to have a respectful disagreement and to maintain shalom, to maintain peace in our community. And once we do that, then we are certainly ready to experience the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of Matan Torah, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person with one heart.